Next time you should sit near this.
I tested it and we can hear from our Rubenist.
No, I just meant so you can shut it on and off.
Oh, yeah, you got it.
I can play with it.
I'll sit over there.
Is it back on?
Yep.
Yeah, it's
on. Is it blinking or not blinking?
No, it's counting.
It's counting, yep.
Perfect.
Okay.
But can you set it flat?
Sure.
All right, so the next thing. Oh, someone say something?
No.
Oh. Okay. So the next item is to vote on the candidacy of Kara DeFilippis, who spoke to us earlier today.
So I'd like to make a motion regarding that, that KABU would like to consider Kara for a seat on the board on the condition that KABU will no longer be using the services of her law firm for the duration of her board service.
Oh, I second that.
Whoa.
I was asleep, sorry.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstaining?
No.
Okay. Good. Okay. So that's that. And that's the last item, I think. Just some logistics. So just to confirm the date of our next board meeting. I mean, it's always the fourth Monday, but I just like that. That's going to be May 27th. Oh, okay, I'm glad we checked this.
Memorial
That's
Day.
That's Memorial Day.
Oh, next month?
Yeah.
To the following Monday.
So then that would be the first week of June. Does that work for everyone?
Which is June 3rd.
June
3rd,
yeah.
Sure.
It'd be a productive month.
Okay.
It's my daughter's birthday.
Aww. And a one, and a two.
I agree. Aww.
Oh, God, 37?
Really?
Makes me feel so old.
No, mine's going to be 36. Don't feel bad.
You do not look old enough to have a
birthday. So our next
62.
Yours is
going to be 36. 36 in May,
you always tell me that.
Our next board meeting is Monday, June 3rd, 6 to 8 p.m.
Okay.
That's what doesn't matter.
You're in Germany?
No, but I share a meeting that on the first Monday of every month.
Oh, okay.
So it's okay. I just won't be able to
do that. Cat Meow, you can only do Mondays, right?
I can do Mondays or Sundays.
As long as they have
I recently have a more flexible schedule. We're working on it. But that is that a Monday?
June 3rd.
Okay.
Is someone able to email Aaron Yankee to let her know of the date change so that
she can do that.
Okay, you do that.
Promo.
Okay. All right, I think that's all I had.
Can I ask a question?
Sure.
So I understand the staff presented the letter asking for you to collaborate and work with them on the employee manual.
Yes.
Did you guys address that and what else?
I think I'd like to communicate that in writing. I'd like to sit on it.
Okay, so I would like to say something, which
sure.
is CABE has always had a collaborative or tended to have a collaborative relationship in the way that staff relate to each other and the way that station staff and management relate to the board, and lately it's kind of like it's been very top down and there's been a really tense atmosphere here. And as a volunteer, a long-term volunteer who puts in hours every single week, it affects my relationship. I need to have the flexibility and the access to my staff that I need to support me in what I do, and it directly affects me when it's top down and non-collaborative and they're not feeling that they are part of it, and when their judgment and discretion about the use of their time is taken into consideration. I was a manager for 10 years, for 5 years of my 10 years with Boys and Girls Aid Society. I know how to work in a large nonprofit. This is a smaller one with a much more collaborative atmosphere, and that needs to be maintained. And to forward that, I recommend that you immediately hire an interim station manager, and I would suggest it be either Victoria Iola, who used to do it, or another woman named Maureen, who used to do it. They both have proven themselves. I've worked with Victoria. They've proven themselves to be able to hold a sort of center place and work with all parties and come to help people come to agreement and carry us through hard times. But I think it's absolutely essential because I don't think we can handle it going any further. Mm-hmm. And if I lose staff because of this poor atmosphere created from top-down stuff, you're going to lose more volunteers, period.
Can I ask
We've
you
lost so many staff so far that it's
can
just
I,
ridiculous.
Can I ask you something?
Yes.
So, like, did you hear something in particular that brought you here?
I just felt a lot of tension, and I know that the staff have felt like they're not being collaborated with, that they're being talked to, and that they're being, or I'm making up my own words, micromanaged.
Based on the conversation we had, I don't understand why we can't share the discussion regarding the collaborative approach to the employee manual. I mean, I don't know why this has to be written.
I'm tired, and it's been a long day. I just want to make sure, if you feel comfortable speaking, because I would prefer to just communicate it in the morning after.
Well, I'm struggling a little bit because obviously folks are concerned. They're still hanging around here, you know, almost 9 o'clock at night after a
with
long
no
day.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, the discussion was that absolutely you will be involved in the development of the employee manual. And the idea was that it would probably, at this point, what the genesis would be,
like.
But it would be iterative, back and forth, until we get to something that you know, is mutually supportive.
And then the real...
I don't understand why we wouldn't share that. I mean, it's a
30-second
summary.
During the whole process summer. Of the changes on news, sorry, I'm going to say, yay, I'm glad I got that. So also use throw volunteers in there in that process big, because in the whole, all these 2 years of changes to the news department, which I've been a member for all of that time, I was never consulted. I had to notice changes and come to people and talk about them.
I have
you
to say...
You know that, Ruben. I had to come to you over and over again and talk about real problems that should have been handled by station management and supervision, and were not.
Linda, to be fair, and...
You were consulted.
To be fair, the idea of involving volunteers in the development of an employee handbook never came up because it's an employee handbook.
But your employees work every day in an ebb and flow. Let me just say this part because I've been thinking about it out there, and I don't mean to be adversarial with you at all. But your employees need the flexibility to work with their volunteers every day. It's different than any other nonprofit where you have so integrated. In fact, the overwhelming majority of your key
I think that's
people
understood.
Are volunteers, and they absolutely. Their access to and their involvement with and their mentoring by and their support of the staff and that ebb and flow is super important. And when we're left out and only brought in when it's, I don't know, we have to sign a new mandatory agreement for something?
I think it's understood.
Yeah, I know you.
No, I think based on the conversation we all had, I think that's understood.
Yeah, okay,
together.
Thank you
very much. I really appreciate all of you. I'm not trying to be adversarial. I'll just say Mercury is in Aries right now. Communication wants to go to war.
You said you had to sign a mandatory agreement. What are you speaking towards?
Oh, well, under Lynn Fitch, do you remember when we all had to sign a mandatory agreement the night before the night before a pledge drive, we all had to sign a mandatory agreement to a new change in the way that we would operate, including agreeing to an at-will, what's that word for?
Uh-huh.
It's when they can fire without justification.
Well, I'm
sorry. We were all called in, and every volunteer had to go to a mandatory meeting and had to sign those.
Well, that's mercifully before my
time.
Is that still in force?
Well, recently we were asked to sign another thing, but it was just update.
It's an update. It's the house rules because many volunteers were not familiar with what they said. And those have been.
That was completely different.
Are we talking about the new volunteer agreement that Ani has drafted?
That one was just an update. It was different. When I first read it, I thought, oh, do we all have to come into a meeting again or something? And then I figured out, no.
Okay,
yeah.
I just want to say that the board did not have anything to do with that volunteer agreement that Ani has drafted.
Right.
So.
Right.
And that actually wasn't what she was referring to. She was referring to something that happened in 2011.
And it was board-driven. It was board-driven.
Oh,
okay.
What was his name? Adrian
Machucci.
And a bunch of other people.
They all
were board-driven.
Yeah.
And they
have no idea
wanted to
what
force
it is.
A change in the way things ran here.
Okay, thanks for the clarification.
So some of us get a little, you know.
Paul Rowland was here last board meeting and complained about something he had to sign.
So that's the volunteer contract, the volunteer agreement. And that is something that staff developed last year because we wanted to make sure that everyone, no matter when they started volunteering, be it 1970 or last week, we're on the same page in terms of what our house rules actually
sure.
state.
Could I get an email copy of that?
Absolutely.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Can I ask just a clarifying question about the last agenda item? Hmm. Was that a vote to accept Kara as a board member or to accept her candidacy?
To accept as a board member on the condition that we cut or we discontinue use of her law firm so as to avoid conflict of interest.
So the other candidates aren't being considered?
No, they haven't come up yet, that's all.
They are, but
they just didn't come up yet.
Today.
Okay.
So the other two candidates
are still
in consideration?
We heard about them a few hours before the meeting.
Yeah.
That's why there was just no time.
Yeah,
there wasn't time for us to review their actual application.
So we're taking it.
We just got it today.
That makes sense.
And we did have Carr last time, and we took the month to like call references and all these things. So that was what we did.
Okay, I think that's it.
I think we're good.
All right, meeting adjourned.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
I need you every day.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Here's another ribbon.
Yes.
I know the other ribbon hat
yes.
is not mine.
It's good to put a face to the voice. I hear I have the luxury of listening to people every day. But
they really made it about an interim manager. Who's managing the manager?
Could you hand me that plate?
You did!
Quick
no,
question.
You didn't.